From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
From a general perspective, I don't like that ESPN's doing it. I think they're really devaluing radio, and I get they're trying to move into other... And listen, I'm not going to criticize ESPN for the success they've had, but I really believe that you can move into other types of... Like, they want to do more digital and things like that. I think you can do that without sacrificing your core products. And that's what I'm worried they're doing. They're sacrificing their core products for something that may or may not be successful for them down the road.
This is before they started losing again, but it's like, man, the Rangers are playing great. And I look up and, like, they're only one game above 500 at the time. And I think now they're in third place, a game below 500. I'm like, the Astros would need to choke tremendously to lose this division. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I can see them struggling if their pitchers don't, remain healthy. But it's going to be very hard for this team to let up.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at producer T. Scott. No AJ today. He'll be back on Monday when we'll be out at our bar. Jon Lee filling in today.
I hope he didn't delete my email. Because last time we were doing a broadcast on a day, he deleted my email.
Well, doesn't his
email.
Cousin or something own that place? I know he knows somebody.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I know he knows somebody over there.
Huh.
If it's a place I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But, so I'm sure he'll be there.
He did say he was going radio silent last night. On
yeah, apparently he was tweeting last night. His wife got mad, and he was pissing people off with whatever it was he was tweeting.
He was live tweeting the game.
Yeah, that's what it
and
was.
And then she got mad, so he's... done for the weekend. I was not tweeting. I just saw something about it later.
Yeah, I saw the exact same tweet you did.
Yeah, because I last night we got together with some friends who wanted to celebrate the current future ex's birthday, which is coming up tomorrow. So we went out to one of our favorite steak night places, which I don't want to. It's one of those things, like, it's really good. I don't want to tell people about it because it's already gotten so popular that if more people start showing up, it's going to be harder to get a steak there. But on the other hand, the steak night is so damn good. All right, around the corner in Edo.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And so we went there last night and watched the game and drank a bunch of beer and hung out with a friend of mine who's a filmmaker and who's got a great, great project coming out. And he and I are going to hopefully do some stuff in the future. So it was fun.
Is he directing your movie?
No, he's not. The guy who's directing my movie is Chris Rodriguez, whose first movie is coming out here in August, and it's fantastic. And I'll be telling everybody about that when it comes out. But yeah, David and I are hopefully going to do some stuff down the road. So yeah, I'm getting in with the right crowd. Okay, let's finish up our gym of the day story, where 3 to 23 months is a pretty favorable sentence for banging a 17-year-old student, right?
Yeah,
and well. Guess what? On Friday, she was sentenced to state prison for 18 months to 3 years for parole violation after she was caught contacting her victim following her release from jail in March. Apparently, they exchanged text messages, and she reached out to him on Facebook. She then failed a lie detector test that the probation department asked her to undergo. And... the thing is, this woman, okay, she's not, I would say, even for Pennsylvania, she's a three.
That's generous.
So if you're going to bang the kid in the car, the best part of the story is she got caught while they were doing it in a cemetery.
Oh.
Now, I find that, I'm not going to lie, I find that a little bit sexy.
Hooking I can up, see how you would find that
yes.
sexy.
But that takes her from a 3 to a 3.1. Still well below the scale, but it gives her a point, right? A little bit of a point?
I don't know if that's a fetish of mine, but sure.
Well, it's not a fetish. I wouldn't consider that a fetish. That's just a cool place to hook up.
It's close to being a fetish, though.
No.
I think if you hook up and if you like hooking up in no. random spots like that.
I wouldn't call that a fetish. I would just say sometimes it's cool to say, oh, yeah, we did it here.
Okay, Holly says, okay, no 17-year-old sex is that good.
Well, that's true. Well, especially to go back to jail for, right?
Oh, yeah.
But and the thing was, I think she got off light to begin with because he was 17, but she's a student. Or he's a student. So you can't do that, right?
No.
Yeah. Listen, like sex in a pool. That's not a fetish. It's just something that comes up and you do it and you're in a public pool and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's not
I think
a
that's
fetish.
Overrated.
Yeah, well, it depends. Been hit and miss on that.
Yeah.
Cemetery would be cool. I don't know that I've ever done that. And maybe I need to cross that off my bucket list. Especially like late at night.
Yeah, with a fog rolling in.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Huh. Wolf okay. howling in the background.
And not that I want people imagining me having sex. Weirdest place ever? The grassy knoll at 3 a.m.
Which grassy knoll?
In Dallas.
Oh.
Wow. That's
where JFK got shot?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I like hanging out there late at night because it's really creepy.
Uh-huh.
If you've never done it, after all the bars close, you go down there and you sit on the grassy knoll and you look like where the real shooter might have come from.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, one time I had this really frisky friend with me and so it turned into that, which was it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Did she scream out JFK when she finished?
No, she didn't.
Did you?
No. I was going to scream out headshot, but...
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No.
You could have given her one.
No. He couldn't have done the shooting, okay? Lee Harvey Oswald could not have done the shooting.
But you did.
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember. I was very drunk. Maybe not.
I'm sure you did.
I don't know. I just don't know. It was a long time ago. And, you know, he was several hundred meters away from where it actually happened. But no, if you've never done that, not the sex part. Just forget that.
Okay. The headshot?
No, not just forget all that. Forget that part of it, all right, for a minute.
All right.
If you've never gotten drunk and gone and stared through the grassy knoll or at the grassy knoll to where the shooting actually took place.
I've actually never been there.
Okay,
it's pretty cool. It's a really cool place you got to see.
Okay. It is, but okay. But late at night when it's relatively quiet and creepy, then it's worth checking out. Someone says, I've done it with someone you know in the Galveston Memorial Cemetery back in the late 80s. Good for you.
Eskimo Brothers?
I don't know. I don't think so. I doubt it. I don't know if...
I do know somebody, an old roommate of mine, told us about a story. He was going grocery shopping, and they just decided to do it right on the produce.
Oh!
Not laying down, but like kind of bent over. And it was late at night, so...
Yeah, doubled down with the magic bullet comment now. And Roy says the cemetery's hot. She gets a full point. It was dark, and he could close his eyes. That's true. That is true. All right, guys. Hey, guess what? If you haven't been down to Mint Poker yet, you need to get down there. And we got a big event coming up on June the 10th. So a week from tomorrow, they're going to have a free roll tournament with $4,000 in the pot. If you have a membership, you can play. I'm going to be there. So for those of you who hate me and want to take my chips, this will be your chance. And it's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be their big launch tournament. And they're open for business now. They got 20 tables of exciting rake-free poker action 7 days a week. And they've got a seat waiting for you. Legal poker, guys. All you have to do is get to Mint Poker and get in on the action. They're going to have daily tournaments, cash games for players of all levels of expertise. And they're open for business in Clear Lake. No reason to drive to Louisiana anymore. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started in the game, Mint Poker has something for you. And how about this? Just for the Blitzers, you want to play this tournament next week, they got you covered. Free one-month introductory memberships just to the Blitzers. Visit mintpokerclubs.com. That's M-I-N-T, pokerclubs.com/ESPN today. And this is rake-free poker. It's a membership, so it's legal. You don't have to go to the underground rooms anymore. You can go and play right out in the open. And let's do this next Saturday. Come on out, and hopefully we'll be sitting at the same table. For your free one-month introductory club membership, visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker. We'll be right back.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today, but he'll be back Monday when we're out at our bar. And I was correct. That's his cousin that owns the place.
Oh, okay.
Because it was on the commercial. You didn't hear that? Oh, you were running around doing work stuff.
Well, I have to pee.
You know, you don't have to share everything.
Okay.
It's okay. We've already learned that you poo four times a day. You could have just said...
I think it runs in the family because my brother does the same thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't need to know about that either. I really don't need to know about his pooing habits. All right, so you have more on the story you were talking about earlier.
In the first hour, we went over this Homar story about crazy, I guess, now ex-girlfriend. If you want, you can go back and listen to part of it in the first hour, 4:30, podcastarena.com. So I'm going to pick this up around homecoming. So he picked her up at homecoming.
Wait, can I interrupt for just a second?
Yeah.
Why is this idiot still with this chick after the other stuff? He should have been out.
I don't know.
He should have been out then.
Maybe he was thirsty.
It sounds like he's a football player. Sounds like he could pull.
There's a 3-6 Mafia song called "Meow Got You Hooked," and that's probably
that could be it. But the thing is that they. He explains this later, but they have not slept with each other yet.
That's
surprising.
Then now you're just wasting my time. If she's crazy and he's not hooking up and he's putting up with it, he's just a stupid individual.
Maybe he has no reason to live. Maybe it's his first relationship.
In high school, yeah.
High school. Freshman year. So anyway, it's homecoming. They pick each other. He picks her up at homecoming. They're both actually up for homecoming queen and king. And he says right up to when he won homecoming queen and she wasn't the queen. And apparently she didn't allow the yearbook people to take pictures of him and the homecoming queen. So she pulled them apart. And they did the homecoming king and queen dance together. At this point, he told her, WTF, what was her problem? So embarrassing. She told him she didn't trust any girls around him and told her that that he needed a break from her. So she started throwing a damn fit, making a scene at the school, screaming that she loved him and nobody was going to love me for her. He said, I wanted her to calm down, so I took her in the back. So days later, he was going to a family reunion with just him and his family. He told her that. She didn't say anything bad. So when he told her, she said, have fun. So family reunion day comes around, and she hadn't texted him all day. He thought it was a little fishy, but he went on with his day.
I would consider that a good day.
It was
if I haven't heard from her all day, that's a positive.
But dealing with a person like this, you would think that it was a little strange, no?
Yeah, I assume she was in jail. Okay.
So he says, so I put the phone down, spent time with the family. We were having barbecue, and I wanted to catch up with my family, so he hasn't seen it in a few years. A few hours passed, and my family checked my phone. 49 messages and 26 missed calls. She was talking about, I know you're cheating, and who the F are you with, and more dumb S. As soon as he saw this, he was going to call her back, and apparently she showed up at the reunion. She started screaming, pushing him, and he told her to calm the F down. And he tells her, she dares to say that the girls that are here aren't even my cousins, that I'm probably smashing them. Like, what the F? But wait, I was gonna be like, how do you know where I was? Because I didn't tell you where the reunion was at. And she says, I shared your location with me while you were sleeping. That gets a little creepy, right? So, and then he says, let me tell you, he's never slept over at her house, or she's never slept over at my house. So, at worst, he has his phone on password protected. So he was like, what the F? How does she know how to get in my phone, and how did she share the location with her? So his aunt comes to her trying to calm them down, and he pushes her and says, you know, stop bleeping my boyfriend's bleep. My aunt is 52, SMH. And she says, hold on, and my aunt, like, why the F would she even think that? But then she had driven around in her car, right? So he told her to leave, but she wasn't going to leave without him. So she said the condition that she was going to leave is with he would have to go with her. So she was driving. He was in the passenger seat, and he said that he made a big mistake by letting her drive. So they started talking in the car, and he said that it's not going to work out. They should see other people. And then she gets triggered, his words. So she started screaming, crying, and apparently that she starts speeding through a construction zone, and he gets really scared, and there's only two lanes, one coming, one going. So she asked me one more time, are you going to break up with me? And he said, yes, sorry, I can't do this anymore. So this lunatic, according to him, gets into the opposite lane, speeds up, and a car is coming straight towards them, and he is forced to say, we're going to stay together. That right there is a mistake, obviously. But the only way I guess he is kind of rationalizing this is he didn't want to die. He kind of says that he wanted to stay together. So she kind of steers back into the right lane. They get back to his place, and she becomes very touchy-feely with him. And he's like, how can you want to have sex or think about sex after you nearly killed me? Anyway, they start messing around. He says that he can't turn her down because if he turns her down, he thinks that he would get his bleep cut off.
All right, I got to interrupt here.
Okay.
This guy is a bigger loser than she is. He should have been out on this a long time ago.
I think so.
And frankly, somebody needs to slap the living bleep out of him.
Although
there's no stay with this. It's not like you're in a relationship with this person where it's a physical relationship. He's obviously been doing it for a long time, and he knows she's crazy. He doesn't cut her loose until she's going to crash the car. Get the hell out of here. You tell that bee to get the bleep out of your life and move on. End of story.
It gets crazier, though.
Well, it better get crazier because I'm falling asleep because they both suck.
Okay, so there was this concert with J. Cole. They go out and they attend the concert. There was a girl that was sitting above them, and I guess the girlfriend thought that the girl was hitting on him. But anyway, they leave the concert, and the girlfriend finds the phone, and the phone rings. They pick it up, and they say, hey, I need to pick up my phone. So they tell this girl that they met that they can pick up at the hotel that they're staring at. So he jumps into the shower, and he hears that his girlfriend is on the phone with somebody. Presumably, it's the person that lost the phone. Apparently, it's the girl that was sitting right behind him that lost the phone. The girlfriend actually stole the phone from this girl and said that they should meet at the hotel. And he says that, quote, ho, I know that you want to bleep my BF boyfriend. I stole your phone that you could come to me and I could tell you to F off. And apparently that things escalated. He escorted this girl outside the hotel, and the girlfriend followed both of them and threw a lamp and caught her and hit her in the back. And apparently that it escalated, obviously. And then she tells him that you need to get away from my boyfriend and you need to F off. So fast forward a couple of months and...
See, again, if you're fast forwarding a couple of months and he's still with her, this guy's an idiot. And I think,
a little bit.
And I have to say, I think this whole thing's made up.
Okay.
And if this is the craziest stuff you can come up with, our listeners have already topped this. I'm just going to tell you. But go ahead. Finish. I want to hear the payoff here.
Okay.
Because there's got to be a payoff.
Long story short.
It's not short. Okay. It's not short.
Long story long.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was away from his house, and he wanted to surprise her girlfriend for the year and a half anniversary. So he went over to her house. He bought her flowers and a cookie cake and a necklace with her name on it. And he walked in. Her parents were out of town. He walked in on her with somebody else. And apparently, that somebody else was his girl cousin. And
ooh,
he opened.
That's kind of sexy.
Yeah. So they were naked on top of each other. And he said he didn't see this coming. And It's his cousin that she met on her reunion. And fast forward a couple of months, and they had another get together with her family. And apparently, his ex girlfriend shows up at their other family get together. Broke down, got on one knee, and proposed to him while she was dating his cousin. And he said no. He started laughing, said no. And she turned around and proposed to his girl cousin, and she said yes. And he has this...
You know what this whole thing is? I hate to break in here, but this is some high school kid's fantasy fiction.
Maybe.
That's all it is.
Maybe.
Because if he's for real and he's been putting up with this the whole time, then that guy's never getting laid.
Maybe. But he put it on Twitter that the actual wedding is August 19th, 2017. His ex-girlfriend is getting married to his cousin. It's in Dallas, apparently.
Well, good for them. But
I'm sorry I brought this on to the show. I thought it was a good story, but it was really long.
Yeah, this was this is where you have to go through and use your editing skills, because there were about three stories in there that were believable and interesting out of the 12. That's what you needed to focus on.
Okay,
just for future reference, if you're going to bring that, because especially if we think the whole thing's fake. But in the fact that they never banged.
They did.
Okay.
After that little road rage incident.
Oh, so he banged her after that.
Yes, because apparently she was all touchy-feely, and he said he basically came out and said, how can you be up for anything after you almost nearly killed me?
I think I speak for Tyler when I say I hope this guy dies.
He said that?
I think he agrees with me.
Okay.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Maybe he gets his wiener chopped off with a samurai sword.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. That's a possibility. Well, at least he did get some action from this crazy. And I bet he did it on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And if he didn't, he can still buy one, because guess what? The Memorial Day sale is going to go through June the 4th. And it's not just a sale, guys. It's a factory sale. And that's the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, is they are going to make the mattress right there, sell it directly to you. It's great quality. They're going to custom fit it, so you're going to get a mattress that helps you sleep better. And you can still save 25% off factory direct prices. And the best thing in the world is when I get a text from one of my friends or somebody I know says, man, I went to Texas Mattress Makers. My goodness, you were so right about them. They got me a great bed. They got me a great deal. The people are awesome. And absolutely, not just me. Yelp says that too. Number one mattress store on Yelp. And they continue to expand. More types of beds for all body types and combinations. 25% off. No matter how you sleep, Texas Mattress Makers has you covered. And they do so much in the community. They take care of our returning vets with custom beds for them. And that's what they do. And they're involved with children's charities. They do all kinds of stuff in the community. So why would you not want to go there and buy your mattress? Because you're doing business with great people who are making you a mattress that's custom fitted for you. They're doing all kinds of great stuff. You're saving money. And it's just an awesome experience. And I love my beds from Texas Mattress Makers, and you will love yours as well. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you're so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Looks like a rain delay. Go ahead. Do it. Sing.
I don't know the words. I know a little bit of it. I think A.J. knows all the words to the song.
Does he?
Yeah.
Rain delay in Arlington, apparently. The textures have turned on you a little bit for this.
Yeah, I figured. So.
All right, so we're going to...
He is going to hey, 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 hey. Shake it off.
Keep going.
Shake it off.
Okay. We need more whiskey for him. That bottle's already gone.
No, no, no. I'm okay.
You sure?
Because I'm at a good place right now.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah,
because I gave you a little more that time.
Yeah, I know.
We're done with the bottle. There's about, what, a little less than half in there that we split between the three of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a big Mafia fan. You know, I love anything Mafia related. There was a bunch of arrests the other day.
Yes.
19 of the Lucchese family were arrested. And I don't know if you saw some of the nicknames, but basically 30-page racketeering case. How do you not have a racketeering case if it's the mob, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they were charged with murder, drug dealing, extortion, and gambling. All my favorite things for mob guys to get charged with. Various mobsters with the murder were charged with the murder of a longtime mob hitman, three attempted killings. All of this was a 17-year stretch beginning in 2000. The best part are the nicknames of some of these guys.
Man, when you say 17-year stretch and you say 2000, that makes me feel old.
You should feel old.
Yeah, looking back on it, I was a sophomore in high school.
Ah. Jeez, I'm not even going to say where I was.
Chronicle?
Yeah, it would have been, right?
Yeah.
Matthew Madonna, the Lucchese street boss, was arrested. His underboss, Stephen Wonderboy Crea Sr., and his consigliere, Joseph DiNapoli. If those aren't the best mob names ever, wait till you get to the nicknames. First off, Paulie Roast Beef. And
does it say why they have these nicknames?
Yes. It says, according to Barstool, said he once ordered a roast beef sandwich and told the deli to hold the bread, mayo, tomato, onion, and lettuce. He's 5'9", 230 pounds. Spanish Carmine Garcia, who apparently is a cousin to Sergio Garcia, the golfer.
Really?
From Spain, yeah. There's a Jimmy the Jew.
Is he Jewish?
He's not Jewish.
Okay.
He just lost a piece of his member at a meat factory while inserting it into the grinder as a joke.
He should be nicknamed Roast Beef.
Yeah, well played, sir. There's a Joey Glasses. There's a Big John. There's a Tino. So, yeah, I love the nicknames. Mob nicknames are the best.
I'm looking at the story now and the mugshots, or I guess I get the photos of these.
Yeah.
There's that one guy in the corner laughing or smiling, like grinning.
That's because he's going to beat the rap. You think about true. That when I beat the rap. Remember that from Untouchables?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's squeeze on a call. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. Oh. Go. Let's try it. Go, Kevin.
Force Broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And you guys have a great show. I've been listening to it for a long time. But I want to know how it was put together, how you and Mr. Hoffman and Mr. Lee got put together, because the way I understood it was that really my questions are, who put you and AJ together? And then, because you were in Mid-Afternoon, I believe, and then Mr. Lee was an up-and-coming producer, he was an intern, and he was doing really well, and then a guy named Dave Tepper, did he put all this together? Did he have the foresight to see that you and AJ Hoffman would be great together? And did he have the foresight to make, suggest that Mr. Lee would be programming director at that station?
Well, I think Tep saw a lot in Jong. We all did. And the way it kind of came together, and I'll make it really quick because people have heard this before, but Jong was an intern who was answering phones on our poker show when it was myself and Matt Dean and our other producer who actually visited us recently. We had to let go of. And we kind of went to Dave and said we'd like Jong, and he was coming to us to say, what do you think of Jong? So it was kind of like we all wanted him, and he did great from there. And when Matt left, we kind of went through a tryout. We had several people come in, and AJ did a tryout show with us. And it didn't go that great, but Dave really liked them. I really liked them. I thought the show had potential. John thought the show had potential. And so, yeah, eventually it was Dave's call, but we all were in agreement on it. And it worked out great, and it's still working out. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the story.
Yep. I mean, Raheel Ramzanali was the first choice.
Yeah, actually, that's funny. They
turned us down.
Offered the job to Raheel before AJ, and yeah, well, I'm sure that would have been a really good show. I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
I mean, in hindsight, I think it like you said, it did work out, and I honestly think Raheel and John, they do a great job from 9 to 11, and I told Raheel this. If I weren't even in sports radio, I would definitely listen to that show driving to work or driving to school or anything like that, and they should be really proud of that show.
Yeah, and I think it did Raheel good to get out of the business for a little bit too.
Yeah,
and come
I
back.
Think so too.
And I think they do a good job, and I've said many times how much I respect John Granato. All right. Well, hey, John, guess what?
I think this whiskey is making me even more speech impaired.
You think?
A little bit.
Sound fine to me.
I'm slurring a little bit.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think, Tyler?
I think he sounds fine.
I think you sound fine.
Okay. Maybe I have this in my head.
The truth is, you've slowed down a little bit because of the whiskey.
Maybe.
And it actually sounds more natural.
Maybe.
So I think it's a good thing. I'm sure the Blitzers will weigh in. All right, but can you believe? I told you the show would go by faster than you thought.
Yeah, but the 6 o'clock hour, I feel like I completely destroyed.
No, you destroyed one segment. Come on.
Yeah.
You didn't destroy the whole 6 o'clock hour.
Maybe.
You destroyed most of one segment, and then we tried our best to salvage it. And we did, I think. So.
I brought great shame into the show.
Not great shame.
Little shame.
We've all done that. We've all gone off on a segment that we thought was entertaining. And then about halfway through, we realized, okay, this isn't entertaining, but I'm too far in now. It's like when you have sex with somebody you don't want to have sex with. It's like you're both drunk and you're like, okay, seemed like a good idea at the time. Now that I'm into it, this is an awful idea, but I can't really pull out.
I was very pot committed to that story because we did talk about this in the 4 o'clock hour. So I was very committed to finishing that story. And by the time that I got halfway through the second part of that story, I was like, man, this is dragging. And I know this is a bad story, but I have to finish it because I started the story.
You know what the problem was? You were trying to impress your girlfriend.
She's not listening anymore. She's
I'm sure she's like a lot of people. She tuned out during that story.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right.
No, you're not.
But do you believe this? You only have one segment left?
No, I don't.
How fast did that go by?
Went by pretty quickly. Yeah.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A little slow on the trigger there, pal. Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 is this Monday. Join The Blitz as we broadcast live at R-Bar, conveniently located in the Rice Military Area just off Memorial. Come out for great drink specials, including A.J.'s special brew, mint chocolate stouts for $3, and great wings from Big City Wings. And, that mint chocolate stout from our good friends at Carbon. So that's going to be on tap for $3.
$3?
I'm going to be nailing that stuff Monday, I'm here to tell you.
Mm.
Especially since the wife's out of town. I can just hang out and have fun.
Get me?
Yeah, I'm probably going to get me it. So a lot of people saying that I should, you should be falling on my samurai sword. For that segment.
A little bit.
One of the many things I do that irritates my wife is whenever she... Tyler, dude.
I know, my bad.
Really? Really?
But oh, it's Friday.
Whenever whenever she says something that, offends me, I pull out the samurai sword and do my Bruce Lee.
You have is that a euphemism? I want to see your samurai sword.
God. It's from Enter the Dragon. You have offended my family? And you have offended the Shaolin Temple. That's how I feel about that segment.
Mm.
Regardless. Yeah. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Missed the first hour? Oh, a lot of good stuff. Just all over the place. A little hockey, a little baseball. Maybe we should call this hour number woo. No?
That was so bad.
Shame.
Yeah, I deserved that, didn't I? And you know what?
Tell me about your boners.
It's not really my boners. It's your boner I want to talk about.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily.
That's what everybody wants to talk about. Well, my boner.
Well, not your boner necessarily, but kind of the generic you.
The boner of the people.
The people who want
to. People's wood.
If people want a better wood this summer, you know where to go. Summerwood Pharmacy. And I think when Chad called him the big fundamental. Probably the best description.
You gotta
of
eat
ever.
During the break. What's wrong? Be a professional. It's gross.
It's no more gross than you burping into the damn microphone.
It's much grosser than
no,
that.
It's not, dickweed. Getting a lot of probably more likely to get stabbed by something other than a knife in San Francisco than Oakland.
No one tried to have sex with me when I was in San Francisco. Male or female.
Really?
None.
We're doing it right then.
Maybe not.
Steven says, dong ring episode greater than pepper spray episode? I don't know. It won't be messy. Well, it might be messier. It very well could be.
Yeah, there could be cream on the floor.
No, there won't
no.
be.
Well, you might have
got some control, Jong. I mean, come on.
Can I play one thing to mourn our losses today?
Sure.
That, of course, is... the sound of John Clayton climaxing.
I signed my official contract for the movie today, and we'll be shooting this time next year.
Are you doing the casting?
I will be assisting.
Casting couch?
Yeah, we have a couch right here.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Can we do it?
You know, we can certainly leverage this.
We tell them there's a movie part. There is no movie part.
Well, maybe there is a movie part.
If they do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe they can't act for bleep, but they can, you know, do that other thing that...
Yeah.
You do on a casting couch.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what we're doing...
That I'm having nothing to do with.
Is there a... Oh, my gosh! Oh, my God! That was hysterical! AJ just literally, like, flipped over. Oh, my gosh. Happy, happy dad.
All right.
Okay, so AJ...
I'm not pushing anything.
Dude, I can't do this the whole time. You gotta...
Yes! It's awesome. Okay, sorry. So it's a vibrating ring.
Going.
And there's two of them.
John can't turn it off. This is a disaster.
I'm trying to lower it.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, man. Some of the things that we do.
I owe you for that disastrous segment. So next time, I'll sing for you.
Awesome.
Okay.
But you know what? It's one segment.
No, but that I felt like that one segment lasted forever. I think that segment was pretty long.
It wasn't that bad, but I kind of slept through half of it, so that's probably why. I went Francesa on you.
Okay.
So, just kidding. No, you did great today. Actually, Tyler was a little off on a few things. I think the whiskey got to him.
Oh, it definitely got to me.
I know, but you were pretty good when it got to
you. By the end of it, I had to chase it with this cold-ass coffee.
Yeah, we got to teach these interns to make coffee, because by the time our show comes around, unless Esme never has time anymore because she's got too much to do.
Unless Esme doesn't make it, nobody else makes it.
Right. So I think you need to make sure that the interns from now on, when they get here before the 4 o'clock show, there needs to be a fresh pot of coffee made.
Anybody but Trey.
Right. I don't want Trey making. All right. I'm going to give Tyler a B. I'm going to give John
D-.
An A minus. I'm going to give myself a solid C minus. We'll see you guys Monday at our bar. RJ will be back. AJ will be back. Excuse me. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.